conference finals are in full swing and the action increases from game to game. This is where the contenders are separated from the pretenders. To give you some skin in the game, DraftKings will be offering free-to-play pools every day of the basketball and hockey playoffs, offering players a free shot at $10,000 in total prizes. That's up to $10,000 in total prizes up for grabs each day. The best part is, it's free-to-play. DraftKings free-to-play pools are easy to enter. Just download the DraftKings app, go to Pools, and choose from a wide variety of free contests for an opportunity to win cash prizes. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings app now and use promo code THPN when you sign up to get a free shot at $10,000 in total prizes every day in the NBA and NHL playoffs. Head to DraftKings Pool to Play page to get your shot at huge cash prizes. That's promo code THPN for a limited time only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Today on the Soda Pod, boss man and CEO of 10K Takes, Jack Leverance, joins the show for the entire show to talk about what's going on at 10K Takes, as well as now the legendary Snake at the Twins game the other day. We'll also talk a little bit about the Wild. We'll dive into the Dumba poll question that we posted on our Twitter page at the Soda Pod. And it's Monday, so you know there's another Tim Peel's Hot Mic of the Week. All that on more in episode 163 of the Soda Pod. Let's go. From the wildwoods of Vancouver Island, welcome to the Soda Pod. Isha Dromi here alongside the State of Hoppy. And thank you for joining us wherever and whenever you are listening. We also got the boss man himself from 10K Takes joining us shotgun throughout this entire episode. How's it going, buddy?
Well, I've had better days. Yesterday, I didn't sleep a lot. I didn't really take care of myself the last 2 days, but I did it all for the bit. So, you know, it's like I'm finally paying the price for every good thing that happened yesterday, is the way I look at it.
It was also your birthday though. So yep. A happy belated. So you kind of have that was your free pass just to go a little crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I had all sorts of friend groups that came together for this beer cup snake thing, you know, people that didn't even know each other that got to meet, you know, on all sides of the friendships in my life. So It was cool. It was cool, like a kind of like a birthday celebration / beer cup snake day. So, you know, that made it worth it.
No, that's awesome. Well, we'll get into the Minnesota Wild, you know, the boss man's birthday bash and the Twins game snake on this episode as well. Just a quick teaser for how the week's playing out, ladies and gentlemen. We have a brand new segment airing on our Wednesday episode, Make Good Choices, right before Judge Joey. And then Friday, as you all know, a ton of Wild talk. It's the heavy Wild topic show. And we're bringing in Ross Brendel of Minnesota Sports Talk to join us on Friday. But we got Boss Man right now. And before we dive into everything, just want to remind everyone, you can send us a text or voicemail, 612-324-1684. We always want to hear what you're drinking. Thanks to Open Phone for that. It's a cell phone and an app. Great monthly rates at only $10 a month, only at Open Phone. We're super interactive on Facebook and Twitter as well, at the Soda Pod. So shoot us a message, comment on our poll questions. They're running wild these days on Twitter. Quickly, the Hockey Podcast Network is powered by DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports. Use promo code THPN upon sign up for a bonus. And if you're a user, type in that promo code THPN for weekly deals. All right, on the other side, we're going to dive into a ton of things going on at 10K Takes, the Twin Snake, and a ton more Wild Talk in episode 163 of the Soda Pod, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. All All right, Jack, we got you in for this segment, and we'll get into some wild talk, but let's throw things back to the birthday bash and that Twins game, because I'm all the way here in BC, and I was even covering that shit from multiple accounts. It seemed like it was so much fun.
Yeah, so to tell you guys the whole story, let's back up a little bit to, like, December, when we launched our new show of It's a Bit. Uncle D, I don't know if you guys have ever met him. He's a big TikToker from St. Cloud. He's got like a couple hundred thousand followers, and all the guy does is drink, right? He's like one of the first guests we ever had on the show. We had him in the studio, and I can't remember who said it, but someone, now this is, think back, this is back when it was like mega quarantine, lockdown, businesses weren't even open, it was cold out. Someone brought up the idea of, like, if the Twins are back in Target Field this year, because, you know, that was unknown back in December. They're like, we need to start a beer cup snake. Now, obviously, you see these things. You saw them in the XFL. You've seen them in Chicago, Boston. You know, all the big cities have done cup snakes, but you've never seen one at Target Field. Now, we didn't know if that was for a reason or if we were the only idiots to think of it first. So that's where it started. Now, a couple weeks ago, someone brought the, I think I brought it back up on the podcast. I'm like, well, we need to do the beer cup snake thing this summer. And we finally took some action and picked out a date to do it. And luckily, we were able to work with the Twins. They sold us like a group rate of 30 tickets for a super good deal. So we were able to recruit pretty fast and bring our crew. And we started advertising the cup snake. You know, we posted the podcast clip where we're like, hey, guys, we're going to be doing this cup snake if you're going to be at this game against the fucking cheating Astros, you know, in a couple Saturdays. Come contribute to the snake. And, you know, we thought it's – you guys know in the content game, it's like, it's either a flop or a success. And there's really never anything in the middle. So we didn't think anyone was going to care, but suddenly this clip starts like blowing up and people are like, I'm buying tickets for your section now. And you had all these popular accounts around Minnesota sports media, you know, saying, if you guys are around Saturday, come to section 239. I mean, we were sitting in the nosebleeds of center field. So, you know, it wasn't hard for anyone to buy those tickets, or it's not like there was a lot of people sitting there already. Now, what's really wild, let's start with early yesterday. So word got around so fast that multiple people had called the Twins and told them what we were doing. The fucking fun police of the internet tried to shut it down, right? They were like, these guys are going to stack a bunch of cups like we're plotting some sort of terrorist attack.
Degenerates.
Right. Like, oh, yeah. Security has to deal with people trying to bring in weapons or people getting too drunk and fighting other people. But no, a bunch of guys in their early 20s are going to stack cups like it's the fucking the sport of cups stacking. Those people would
probably. No. And like, I wasn't even there. I could tell if they're like, look, the Persian's there. He may be plotting something with those cups. But like, come on. Yeah. Now.
Okay, so listen to this. So we got tipped off, right? That the Twins know about what you're doing. We got multiple DMs from people who work for the Twins saying they're aware of it. Be careful, blah, blah, blah. Cool.
Be careful of the snake.
There was a concession stand directly under our seats that had their taps turned off, specifically that stand. But they kept the bars that were on the right and left side of us wide open. So it took like an extra 4 or 5 minutes, not even, of walking to get our beers. Didn't stop us, you know, so it kind of felt like, you know, we were up against the odds from the beginning. But and basically as the game went on and everyone started to drink more and have fun more, you know, there'd be random people who would just walk up to our section with like 10 cups, give them to us, and like walk away. It was almost like,
oh, that's awesome.
And then this is another really weird side story that, yeah, I was going to tell it first on our show, but I you guys are going to get the inside scoop. So a guy we know DM'd us. He's like this interesting guy with all these weird connections, and it's all legit. Like, he's proven before that, like, you know, these connections he has, he won't tell us our name, won't tell us anything about him. He like sends us a DM and says, hey, I got a guy that works at Target Field as a cameraman. If you bring him a blue Gatorade, he will get you on camera. And I'm like, well, that's like the best $6. I know, $6, outrageous, that we could ever spend.
Look, that's so, how much they cost in Canada, man. So that's nothing, yeah, for us.
Right. Yeah. Business as usual up there in Canada. But so it was the weirdest thing. I was like, I like buy the Gatorade. By the way, this whole thing felt like a fucking drug deal because I'm like, where's the, like where's the drop point? Where do I bring the Gatorade to? And he's like, meet him by the flagpole. And he like took a picture of the guy. So I'm like looking for the, and I see this camera guy and Zane's like, oh, it's that guy right there. I'm like, cool. So I walk up to him and he like looks at me and he goes, hey, I heard you might want to be on camera. And I go, yeah, what inning you want to come up? And he goes, middle of the seventh. And I go, I don't know if you're thirsty, but I brought you a Gatorade. He's like, I drink a Gatorade. And I like handed it to him. We're like talking in code words, you know, that I just exchanged a fucking bottle of Gatorade to get on camera. But
yeah, it's almost a bribe. It was
exactly a bribe, but in a ridiculously legal way. I felt like a badass for no reason whatsoever.
Doing the takes.
You had the scoop, man.
Yeah. So we ended up making it on the Jumbotron. Our guy pulled through on his end of the deal. Luckily, he could have ghosted us at that point. He had all the leverage. The Gatorade had already been passed the Gatorade over. Yeah. We almost should have done like a, hey, if you come up, I'll throw you the Gatorade, but I need to see you in our section first. I should have been a little better of negotiating that. But no, so we got on the big screen, and then, you know, because security was being weird, they were watching us all night. I figured we kind of adjusted our strategy. It was going to be more like, all right, we're going to assemble the snake on the floor by our feet. And then at the end of the seventh inning, I'm going to yell out to assemble it. And then we're going to have our 20 seconds of fame. It actually lasted about 4 or 5 minutes before security just busted the whole thing up. But yeah, the bottom of the seventh, straight out of a fucking war movie from the BC days, I just yell, assemble the snake. And then everyone started losing it. Everyone started doing like war cries and pulling cups out of nowhere. And out of the blue, this fucking thing is stretching like 7 or 8 rows. People, like old people who we thought were going to get pissed, we're helping hold it up.
Oh, I love sports, man. I love live
sports.
Brings
people together. Yeah. Especially when you're watching a team that sucked all year. I mean, the Twins played great yesterday to their credit, but, and the snake got assembled. There were all these people tweeting videos of it at us. Really awesome picture from, oh man, I can't remember what his name is. Brad something from USA Today got a really cool snap of it.
And it made some blogs and headlines too, and circulating. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So security broke it up. I talked to security. I'm like, guys, I'm so sorry. I know you probably have more important things to worry about, but they said,
Fucking future YouTube star. So I have to do what I got to do.
Right. Yeah. I'm trying to be Jake Paul and like fight a bunch of UFC guys someday. So this is
trying to make my million.
This is my road to success. But so I talked to the security guy and he's like, you know what? I love that you guys tried this. He goes, we would have let you do it, but cups started flying everywhere and hitting people, which I didn't see that happening. And they're like, that was the point where we had to intervene, but we didn't want to. And I'm like, all right.
They were good sports.
That's a good compromise. You know, at the end, people were like yelling, fuck you. I'm like, stop, guys. They're just doing their job. Someone above them told them to do this. So, you know.
Yeah, they actually want to be participating right now.
Right. Yeah, I guarantee if they were off and they were sitting in that section, they would have helped out. They were down for the cause. So,
man, that's amazing. I'm just thinking like at a hockey game, how quickly that would be shut down. I'm like thinking of like, you know, Rogers Arena here in BC where the Canucks play, like their security's on shit so fast, man. Like even if chanting gets too crazy, like they're there looking because they're like, oh man, this team, these people, they could just ride in the building.
Well, Hoppy, you can help me fill in here, but I've never seen a cup snake at a Minnesota sporting event. I mean, were there any at the Dome? Maybe the Dome was trashy enough for something like that, but
it was trashy enough, but I don't think people were creative enough back then.
Yeah. Yeah. And for everyone who's saying like, you guys are just copying Chicago. I'm like, exactly. We were absolutely inspired by
shit.
This is not the first cup snake. If anyone did the cup snake the best, it is the goddamn XFL who did it the best. So if anything, we were emulating success in an area that it hadn't been done. So that's really was the purpose of the cup snake. And it was mission accomplished in my book.
Yeah. Well, and you talked about how bad the team has been this year. Like they should be thanking you. They probably sold a couple extra tickets because of this.
Yeah. And hey, we're probably helping re-sign contracts next year. There was no one in that fucking stadium, man. I've been to a lot of Twins games in my life on Saturday nights, and every year it's been packed. That was the most empty I've ever seen that stadium on a Saturday. So it's like anything we can do to help to support the team is good in my book. And for all the people who always say, you can't say we, you don't play for the team. Motherfucker, I bought $13 worth of – I bought 13 beers yesterday at that game.
Jesus.
So, yeah, I'm allowed
to
say
– So you basically own the team.
I basically invested in it. You know, give me one of those pieces of paper like the Packers fans have. That's
yeah, scam. I was just going to say.
Yeah, where's my piece of paper, Twins? I gave you guys hundreds of dollars yesterday, and so did all of my colleagues. So.
Well, and if anything, they shot themselves in the foot, you know, turning off the taps right under you guys, because maybe there were other casuals there who were getting maybe cups thrown at them, I say, in quotations. Yeah, assaulted.
Adam Schefter, assault.
Who could have bought some beer or other concessions, and they lost money off that, you know, that kiosk, the little bar there. So that's on the right. Twins there for doing that.
Yeah, well, as a now self-declared owner of the team, I'm going to say that that's unacceptable, and we're not going to let it happen in the future.
Amen, brother. All right, let's that was an unbelievable story, and again, it sounds like you guys had an amazing time. Again, followed it online all the way out in BC on Twitter, and just really was like, man, I'm not even a baseball guy. I want to be there with these guys and celebrate Jack's birthday and also Twins baseball. But let's pivot. Let's switch gears and talk a little bit of Minnesota Wild. We're going to include you in our last segment as well, Tim Peel's Hot Mic of the Week. But I'll throw it to you, man. What topic do you want to get into? Is there something from, you know, your podcast or, you know, blogs that have been going, making the rounds at 10K Takes? Something that you want to hit on and bring to us here on the Soda Pod?
Yeah, well, if any of you guys follow us, I'm like a rookie in the hockey game. This was like my first year closely following the sport. Especially the Wild.
You got a University of North Dakota flag in the background there. So you're not too new to the game.
I'm a college hockey guy. And
you're still a hockey guy then.
I've always watched the NHL, but I've never like been as invested in it as I was this year, especially with the Wild. But I guess an interesting thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about and get your expertise in is who we're going to lose to Seattle, because it's been swimming around my head like a goddamn fish, and I can't sleep at night. I don't know who they're going to take. I don't want them to take anybody. That's what I'm feeling. So, I mean, you guys have probably talked about it 100 times on the show, but what are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting depending on what Guerin's willing to give up, because everyone's like all freaking out, like, oh no, you can't do what you did last time. See what happened with Tuck? Yeah, that was dumb, but like you can still give something up to make a deal. Because if Guerin doesn't make a deal, I think whichever goalie doesn't get protected is gone.
Yeah.
But that best case scenario, I kind of hope it ends up being Dumba.
Yeah. Speaking of the Tuck trade, there was a day in the studio where we were just looking at photos of Alex Tuck specifically in Wild jersey and just kind of crying a little bit. So yeah, would not like to repeat that situation again.
For sure. And I don't think Guerin's giving up an established player or anything like that, or not even established, any prospects, but throwing a second, maybe even a first, depending on what Seattle's plans are for who they're going to grab from us. If that's what you got to do to get them to take the right person, I'd attach a first to Victor Rask and say thank you.
Oh God, get Victor Rask the fuck out of Minnesota, please. Yeah, I don't have a lot against Victor Rask. I'm just joining in on like the universal hate.
Yeah.
Like, do you guys remember when he scored that game winner in overtime? It was like one of the last games of the season. And Wild Twitter was saying, fuck you, Victor Rask. You're taking away points from Kaprizov and you're going to cost him the Calder.
I know the exact person who tweeted that too.
That is elite trolling, and I'm here for it.
I am too, but man, like, I go back with Victor Rask. When I lived in Calgary, I watched him play in the WHL for the Hitmen, and he was a fucking stud there. And then when he played in Carolina, didn't have blazing speed, didn't have the craziest hands. He tried to go full Chef Ramsay, cut that, you know, nerve or tendon in his hand, trying to impress his girl there. And it's been downhill ever since. It's like almost like a hand injury slowed him down even more. But yeah, I mean, obviously the guy had an okay season riding on the backs of Kaprizov. He played his role fine sometimes, but I'm here with Hoppy. If you can, and it's not even like he's here long-term. It's just like, get him out this season so that we can actually address that spot. Matt Dumba's best case scenario, and some people are going to push back on that, I think, because it's like, well, you can get something for him in the trade market, sure, but the Wild didn't.
No, they can't, because it hasn't happened yet.
Well, yeah, well, And the Wild didn't pull the trigger this last year, which meant they were going for him this year. They were going for it this year with him. And they were prepared to die on the hill that we may lose him in the expansion draft. And I think that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Internally, though, amongst the boys there at 10K Takes, what are your guys' thoughts on that?
I think all signs point to Dumba is kind of the general consensus of the crew. You know, to be honest, after the Wild loss, we really shifted gears company-wise as a strategy. It kind of turned into more of like, all right, it's summertime. What are we going to do to carry us across the bridge to NFL season? Because the Twins aren't going to do it. So, you know, now it's kind of like that time of the year where it's like, we got to figure out how to keep growing, despite the fact that no Minnesota sports teams other than the Loons and the Twins are playing. No disrespect to the Loons. It's just, you know, people haven't accepted soccer in their lives yet. It might take some time, and we'll be here for it when they do, but for now it's just not worth covering.
It's the same here in Canada. And they even launched like a Canadian Premier League, and now I've heard that the MLS is actually going to have a second tier, and it's just like, what are you doing? In our country, anyways, in Canada, it's like, what are you doing? You're diluting the sport even more now, because no one's going to follow the CPL if there's a second tier MLS that's actually going to be feeding in that league versus the Canadian Premier League. It's, right. It's a mess up here. And I feel like it's the same down south as well.
Yeah. I mean, and the US has like famously been good at everything but soccer. If you look at sports, like the World Cup, I wish so bad that we could
women's soccer though.
Oh yeah. Internationally, yeah. Yeah. They do crush at that. But for men's soccer, it's just a total disappointment. When the World Cup comes around, it's more of just like a background thing for me because they're terrible and they usually get eliminated from the first round. But when the women win, it is electric. So
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And honestly, like I'll watch the championship game of the, like the MLS Cup. I'll watch even the semifinals when the Loons acclimated themselves as a Minnesota sports team by being up 2 goals with 10 minutes that. Left in the game and blowing it.
Dude, we talked about that. I remember when that went down, even on this podcast. That was insane, man.
One of us.
Yeah. Well, incredible. The Vancouver Whitecaps ain't doing much better. I think they made like the playoffs twice in their career.
Yeah. Hey, well, you have the Seattle Sounders who are close. At least they're good. If you do ever want to watch good soccer, but
yeah. But again, it's Canada. So all we hear about is the fucking Toronto team. But anyways,
of course. Well, that's because it's Canada's team, right? Toronto.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, hang on. Do you have any lacrosse guys over there on your staff?
We do got one.
You just got to adopt one of the teams that doesn't have any regionality, right? Like none of them have a location. Just adopt one and make that be your summer content.
Yeah, well, that's what we started doing for the XFL a couple springs ago, because a couple of players from the St. Louis Battlehawks like followed us on Twitter, and we were like, I was writing out recap blogs. I was doing like gambling picks, dude. I was way too invested in the XFL. Like when the XFL got shut down, I was like, fuck, I actually disappointed as like the top XFL fans. So yes, to your point, Hoppy, I will get on lacrosse. I need to get in on that. What's the worst team in the league? Because that's who I'm going to invest in. I feel like all they can do is go up, right? Isn't that the point?
Well, right. And the bummer is I think it's the one that kind of has ties with, pardon my take.
Oh yeah, they're pretty bad.
So that's gonna be a pretty tough one to jump in on.
All right, second worst team. We're gonna claim it.
I'll find it for you. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, let's dive into our last segment here. Unless there's anything else Wild Talk that you guys want to jump into. For everyone tuning in on our Monday episode, again, Fridays, all heavy Wild Talk. Monday, we like to have fun, mix it up with whatever guests we can bring in. And then Wednesdays, of course, make good choices and judge joy. But anything else, or should we just put a bow on this segment and move on to Tim Peel's Hot Mic of the Week?
Jesus, take the wheel in the off season. That's my final word on the Wild.
Perfect segue. All right. Dylan Kayser's hitting switches and controls here. Let's fire it up for Tim Peel's Hot Mic of the Week.
Much, but I wanted to get a fucking penalty against Nashville earlier.
All right, it's Monday on the Soda Pod, episode 163, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. I'm loving the new format of Tim Peel's, especially when we have a guest on. So How we're going to do this, boys, is we're gonna fire through both of them. I'll give a little intro on each. And then after we hear them, I'm basically going to ask you two which one is the winner. And it could be the winner because it's the best. It could be the winner because it's so bad it's good. You can give me your reasoning after. But let's start with one that was basically served on a silver platter for us and the hockey world. Adrian Dater, I think elite media guy as far as forming questions. You tell me.
Nate, you know, I know you're a gamer and all this, and you know, I'm just thinking maybe out loud as far as in your shoes right now. It's like, all right, we've done all the thinking we can do, we've done all the game planning we can do. Maybe, you know, just fuck it. We'll just go in next year and just not think that anymore and just win this thing when we don't think so much. Am I on the right path at all with this? Like, maybe you just guys think a little too much.
Oh, next.
Last one here for Nathan. Mark Spector, Sportsnet.
I love you. Just like, so, like, what the fuck?
Did you guys hear how there was something weird going on with the audio to the point where it sounded like crickets? It sounded like there were crickets after he answered it. Like there was like an echo, like feedback. And I was like, that is perfect timing.
That was incredible.
And for those who haven't seen that, that was, again, Adrian Dater. He writes,
for his website that he made up.
Okay. An Avs blog anyways. He's worked for, he was a legit journalist back in the day. We'll say that. I think he's lost his credentials in my books now. questioning Nathan MacKinnon, you know, after the Avs were booted from the Stanley Cup playoffs. Next, and we're running with another Shaquille O'Neal one. He was our friend Bayou Bender's pick in the last Tim Peel segment last week. Corby Davidson, a reporter, asks him this banger of a question too, boys.
Shaq, let's just say that a snake bit your mom right up here. Right in the chest area. Would you be willing to suck the venom out to win the title?
No, but I will with your wife.
Thank you, Shaq. I love, like, that clip goes on like another 20 seconds of just all the reporters laughing in the room. And then the best is you hear, like, whoever's running it, like the PR person, be like, copies of the script are in the back. And that's how it ends. All right, boys, two banger questions there. Which one, we'll start with Hoppy, which one takes the cake this week as the winner for Tim Peel's Hot Mic of the Week?
I mean, there's two ways to look at it, right? Like, you've got Shaq being funny because, like, he actually, like, played with it and replied. But I'm going with the Adrian Dater one, mostly not for the audio, but in the video, just seeing the dumbfounded look on Nathan MacKinnon's face, being like, what the fuck did you just ask me? What? So I don't know. They're both good, but I'm going Adrian Dater.
All right, boss man. What say you?
Well, let's go back quickly to the Dater video. It wasn't even the video itself that was funny. It was all the content people made around it. Like, remember when he said fuck it? I don't remember what the clip was. It was like, fuck it, we're doing it live. I can't remember what that was from.
Like, oh, yes, like Bill O'Reilly, man.
Okay. We'll do it live. No. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Someone replied with that, and I was like, that was exactly what I
was,
thought.
It was Pete Blackburn, actually, from CBS or Bally Sports Now. But he was saying that he was getting in an argument, actually, on Twitter with Adrian Dater because he, like, trolled him. And then Adrian was like,
Dater blocked him.
Dater went back and forth with him first. And then he was like, your response was literally, fuck it, we're doing it live. And then that's when he blocked him. And I was killing myself laughing because, like, I'm not going to say that I'm a Bill O'Reilly fan. That's not what it's about. But I am a Bill O'Reilly soundbite fan 100%.
Tide goes in, tide goes out. Never a miscommunication. You can't explain that. You can explain why the tide goes in.
Tide goes in, yeah. Tide goes out.
See, the
out.
Water, the tide comes in and it goes out.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, the Shaq clip is good too. I mean, absolutely hilarious when someone tries to burn you and then you rip them back. You can clap back that fast. It's something I'm personally trying to work on. is witty, offensive responses to the person who just tried to offend me. So
the video of it, dude, he looks at the camera and goes, ha! Like, he points right at him too, which is hilarious.
Got him!
Yeah, you just got phased, bitch. I think I got to go with the Dater clip as well, strictly just for relevance. I do love Shaq, though. Do you guys notice how Shaq is at all of these, like, events, just, like, in the crowd, like, behind a metal gate? Like, he was at the EDM concert where they're headbanging, and he's in the front of that. And then he was at another thing recently, like a red carpet event, and he's sitting there with all these teenage girls, and he just looks like a monster in a sea of young chicks. And he's like, hey, Nick Jonas. He's like yelling for Nick Jonas. I don't get – the guy is obviously famous. I don't know why he's always, like, in the crowd of people, but it makes it so much funnier. So
he's also an ambassador of every single brand imaginable. Like, any commercial. It doesn't matter if it's for, like, Tide.
Hot and cold, baby.
Yeah. Icy hot, like, all of it.
He's trying to beat Brett Favre. That's it.
That's true. Honestly, he's giving him a run for his fucking money, I have to say.
Yeah, so I still got to go with Dater for relevance, and also because I fucking hate the Avalanche. It does suck to see McKinnon, like, cry like a little bitch about how he hasn't won anything in 9 years. But, hey, man, welcome to sports. There's plenty of greats who never won anything. Sadly, it's just a path that some take. Unless he leaves, maybe it may never happen. Who knows? But I also like Shaq. Also, honorable mention, one I was going to bring up was I think we're getting close to the year or the day where Bert Blyleven said the F-bomb a few times during a Twins game. That's one that we like to use a lot. So honorable mention to Bert, as he's now retired, unfortunately, so we won't get to hear him drop three F-bombs in 10 seconds. But, you know.
Hey, well, next week on the Soda Pod, you will. We'll say that.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Awesome, man. All right, well, this pretty much wraps up the show. Plug away, what do you guys got going on? I know you mentioned you're switching some gears out of, you know, winter sports into summer with a bunch of unique content, doing a lot of cool stuff like you did at that Twins game. Plug away, man. What's in store for us all at 10K Takes?
Yeah, I mean, the studio is getting a little too small for the crew now. The crew has grown up to like 28 people, I think, now that work for us. Awesome. So we're looking to upgrade space. So we're going to be moving out of the studio by the end of the summer. But in terms of what's on the horizon in the short term, it's really just going to local events, man. Now that the world is back in action and fun is back, you're going to see us do some pretty ridiculous shit. I know in a couple of weeks, we're going to rent a few pontoons and hit Big Island in Lake Minnetonka. And we're going to interview some drunk people. We're going to bring the mic, do the man on the street bit.
Nice.
Just kind of go wherever there's fun happening and try to be involved, you know, like we did last night. So it's the summer of being back, and it's the summer of fun. It's kind of in the horizon for us.
Oh, that's amazing, man. And for all those OG followers of the Soda Pod, we hooked up like way back. I think I was like 20 episodes into this thing. You guys had, I think we're in year one of, you know, launching the whole company, and we were like, hey, we got to continue to connect, continue to pump each other's content. And I remember you guys were so confused that this random BC guy in Canada was talking about the Wild.
Right. It did throw us for a loop. I'm not going to lie.
Little bit. But then we had that great segment about Quebec, and I think I won you guys over. So it just warms my heart. And
Payback.
It just makes me so happy to see the success that you guys are having. To see that you have so many staff members now that you actually have to get a bigger space. That's just so awesome to see, man. And whatever we can continue to do to work together, to pump each other's shit, to bring you on anytime you want to, you know, pump anything, the keys to the castle are yours. And it was great to have you on again, man.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Nisha, I was going to tell you, look out to buy your tickets to the Winter Classic, because we said we were going to do that last year.
Yeah.
And that pan. So now that it's going to be back, we better see you down in the States.
If you have a couch in the new studio, if there's still space and it has my name on it, I'll be there, man.
Yeah, we'll find a spot for you. We'll take care of you.
Amazing. Thanks to everybody who tuned in today on Google, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Folks, the best thing you do for us this week, any week, is give us 5 stars and a kind review on iTunes and Apple Podcasts. If you're a fan of hockey, go check out the Hockey Podcast Network at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. And on your app, please download any episode that you subscribe to before you listen, as it just helps our business. You can follow myself at VI Sports Talk. You can follow the Soda Pod at the Soda Pod. And of course, the Hockey Podcast Network at Hockey Pod Net. There's still a contest going on at the Hockey Podcast Network. It's dying down as the Stanley Cup Finals is nearing an end. Basically, you predict the winner of every game in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and every round we will crown a winner. So retweet, comment, and check us out at Hockey Pod Net. Hoppy, where can they find you?
At State of Hoppy.
And Bossman, plug away your handles and where everyone can find you.
Yeah, Bossman10K on Twitter, everywhere. And then 10K Takes, any social media platform. We're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. Our website as well, 10ktakesmn.com. There's quite a few outrageous blogs on there if you're the reader type. If not, plenty of video and podcast stuff. It's a Bit, Minnesota Rundown, Wild Takes, 10K MMA, Third and Forever. We got a whole fleet. Not to your level, Isha. We're working on your level of networkness, but we'll try to get there someday. Try to catch up.
This has been amazing, man. All right, signing off. I'm Isha Dromi, alongside Bossman10K and the State of Hoppy. This has been the Soda Pod, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. We good, boys?
We're good.
Good.
Don't fear, just drink some beer, release the motherfucking snake, and stay wild.